because they actually believe that we are kings and priests in the earth and that God will speak to them just like he would to anybody else, that we don't have high priests. We shouldn't even have priests, and I don't mean that to be discouraging or in any way repugnant to someone. I'm just saying Jesus is our king. He is our priest. We have direct access to him. And that doesn't mean we don't share with one another. We're supposed to do that. That doesn't mean we can't encourage and even speak with and instruct one another. That's good. Okay? But what we're saying is, how many people press into that quote, and this is an overused word, relationship? Because we're talking about a kingdom that you can't see. We're talking about a God that you can't see. You can read and study, but the focus, the point, is to actually come to know him, as Paul wrote there, in the power of his resurrection. What does that mean? Well, the power of his resurrection means what he accomplished when he was raised from the dead. And what he did was he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men, right? He brought life where there was death. The idea of what's standing in the way of the church excelling, the children of God, men, women, children, excelling to where everybody looks like Jesus. What's in the way? Well, the way it's been portrayed. And as I said, that was a little bit of a bummer as I began to meditate over all those things. And it's just a part of me. Maybe I could help it, but I don't want to. We have to get past the sin. Julie looked at me and said, "You're just oversensitive in that area." And I'm going, "Yeah, yeah." But guilt is one of the greatest tools, not just of the enemy, people use it. People get a lot of mileage out of guilting somebody. If you're guilty, you should repent and move on, okay? Not be tormented by it. And that's kind of what the church has done, and that's what I'm saying. We have to get past the sin. The way it's been portrayed, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Remember going back, we did that for 2 weeks, Mark 7:13, where Jesus said that. Teaching for doctrine. That means it's a rule, it's the way, you've got to follow this. Teaching as doctrine the traditions of men. And one of the most important things in that area is to get past the sin. A lot of the teaching is about law instead of life. Remember when we spent 2 weeks on Romans 8? It's about law instead of life. There is now, therefore, no condemnation to those who are contained in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but down from according to the Spirit. For the law of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. And remember, we kept jumping up and down about context. That context is not believers and unbelievers. The context is religious people and other religious people. And within the church, we have a lot of that. There's a lot of teaching that goes on that's law and not life, that it focuses on the flesh. And that's exactly what we talked about last week in Galatians, third chapter, where Paul said, "What is wrong with you people? Having begun in the Spirit, are you going to finish this out in the flesh?" They started, like most people, with that encounter, that experiential knowledge, having that knowing with God. And then immediately people start telling them what they can't do, what they have to do, And how they need to go about it, because now that they're, quote, born again, they need to somehow, and he's saved, really. They have to do this to get to that, what do you call it, a special place, you know? And so most people just go, oh, well, you know, and we go to church, and we listen, and we learn, and we pray some every day, and, you know, so what else is there? Well, much in every way. Because the Word of God is true, and it should not just be studied, that's important, it should also be experienced. And you can't do that without faith, and the faith comes from hearing. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Okay? How many of you, maybe when you were younger even, how many of you were involved in, quote, witnessing? Witnessing. Like, you got dropped off in a neighborhood and you were supposed to knock on doors? Yeah. There's only two of us in here? You people are very fortunate. I asked Julie that. She grew up in the Baptist church, but she said, no, I didn't ever do that. The people out there, you know, did you ever go pass out tracts? One of the things that's always brought up in this area is Romans 3:23. Spoken like a good Baptist boy. Yes, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That was the important thing. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You start off trying to bring somebody, quote, bring them to Jesus, and you start off with, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Let me see hands. How many are familiar with that verse of Scripture? Okay, now we got a room full. However, the 24th verse, that's a comma. That's not a period. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All are dikaiō, declared righteous. Dorian. Okay, dorian is an adjective translated freely, and that's a good thing. The doron is a present. Okay? All have been declared righteous as a present.